vocation should be something that we do all the time. We should be aware that we are promoting vocations and that we ourselves are exercising our own vocation, which is very important within the church all the time. But that every so often we will have an opportunity, an event or a time that we can highlight that. And Vocation Sunday is one of those times, the fourth Sunday of Easter every year.
And really, this is talking about vocation to the priesthood as opposed to the fact that we're all called to a ministry by virtue of baptism.
We have to begin with baptism and the fact that we are all called to follow Jesus through our baptism and to be witnesses of Christ by our life and our lifestyle. That's a very common, that's our common baptismal call. But then within that, we have the different ministries, the different states of life, marriage, religious life, priesthood, the single life indeed, if that's a chosen way. All of those in a particular way then are ways of being vocation, of exercising vocation. And priesthood and religious life would be the ones that we would highlight particularly on Vocation Sunday.
But the work of vocations is ongoing, isn't it?
That's correct. If we stop exercising our vocation, we stop then being church, being who we are, being Christian. So we have to try and keep that going. And then obviously within the whole area of the church, the church calls particularly for individuals to come forward, as it has done throughout history. Samuel, Moses, Abraham, Eli, the Old Testament is littered, the prophets then, Jesus himself, the apostles, and then the successors of those, all called individually to exercise a particular ministry, a particular role in church as priest or religious to help the church grow and develop.
Well, of course, recent times the word vocation has been linked with decline.
Yes.
So, you know, so what is the situation with numbers?
Situation is that numbers are actually up. Now, numbers are a very curious thing. We're up 30%, but that actually only means maybe two or three people from last year or the year before. But the numbers are on an upward trend, which is good. And I think from my own work as an individual diocesan vocations director, I've seen more inquiries, people coming to me, not me going searching for them. So that's a good sign as well.
And is that followed through with people actually going into the seminary?
Yes, that is true. People who, the larger number of inquiries or inquirants then follow through with a larger intake into seminary. But everybody who applies, everybody who inquires is not necessarily someone who will actually go to seminary. There is a process, a very lengthy process in some dioceses. It could take up to a year of individual meetings with a vocations director, group meetings with applicants as a group, visits to Maynooth to have a look at the seminary and meet some of the students there and maybe take part in the lifestyle, ongoing prayer and spiritual direction and psychological evaluation, which is part of the application process. And all of that can take some time. And it means that people who apply may not actually be accepted at the end of the day.
Because there might be a sense, you know, that you are so keen to have people to become priests that really it is a question of just saying, well, listen, I'm OK. I think I'd like that life. But it is much deeper than that.
For sure. We are keen to have people become priests, absolutely. And religious sisters and brothers, of course. But God calls. And all the church can do is to try and respond to that call. So people put themselves forward saying, I believe God is calling me to ministry, to priesthood, religious life. And the church says, well, after this process of discernment, we feel that call is there too. And it's only when both say yes to the call that it can go forward. We may want people, but they not, may not want to come to us. And people may offer themselves, but we may not feel that we can take them.
Yeah. What age group and from what walks of life are people, say, going ahead for the priesthood at the moment?
Well, all walks of life. There is no one certainly excluded from the choice of priesthood or religious life. I think that the older age group is certainly coming to the fore these days. Certainly 26 would be the average age of our seminarians entering seminary. And people come from work, you know, from the world of work, the world of further education. It tends to be third level these days. But look, we wouldn't, after the process of discernment, if there's a call discerned, we wouldn't turn anybody away. Anybody between the age of 18 and 60 initially wouldn't have a problem. After below that and above that, we'd have to have some really serious considerations before we would actually go ahead.
And has all the media highlighting the scandals and that, has that still, is that still there as a barrier, do you think, for people to coming along, even to make inquiries?
Yes, I think there are bridges to cross for people, I think, and the church still has a lot of work to do in the whole area of child protection measures.